This is Radio Superior 1940, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
You're listening to The Voice from the Head of the Lakes, station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock Monday, January 1st, 1940, and this is Jack McKenna speaking. Happy New Year's one and all, and welcome to the 1940s. We have the news of Superior's firstborn baby of 1940, and we'll play a little game, Be Your Own Prophet, and try to guess what will happen in 1940. That and the best music around. But first, the Stack & Company news from the newsman of the decade, Lou Martin. Stack & Company is holding a boys' clearance sale with flannel pajamas for just, get this, folks, 94 cents. Hi, Lou. It's cold enough to put on flannel underwear now.
I'll just say Happy New Year to one and all. The Finns have routed the Reds and the Russians are fleeing. That's the latest news from the Karelian Isthmus of Finland. We have this shortwave radio report from United Press correspondent Virgil Pinkley in Helsinki.
This is Finland calling. They're calling it the Great Battle of Suomussalmi. Against incredible odds, outnumbered and outgunned by Red Army forces, many of them Russia's best, the Finns have shattered an entire Soviet infantry division of 15,000 men. The Finnish High Command declared the great victory last night after the two-day battle, which chewed up and destroyed the Soviets' 163rd Infantry Division. They report remnants of the Red Army fleeing in the Finnish forests while Finnish soldiers hunt them down. This clash occurred near Suomussalmi, just 5 miles from the Soviet border. It is conceivable that the Finns could cross the border and turn the tables on the invaders. There is great rejoicing here in Finland. This small nation has time and time again thrown back Red Army attacks in this 32-day-old war. That joy is tempered with the knowledge that Russian bombing raids on southern and western Finnish cities is causing great damage and loss of civilian lives. It also angers this proud people that innocent women and children are being made to suffer. 100 bombs fell on the western coastal city of Vaasa on the Gulf of Botnia in 4 different raids this weekend. The Finnish High Command says the raids, including the strafing of a hospital train and ambulance, both clearly marked the internationally recognized Red Cross. The question now is whether this new year will bring more attacks by Soviet troops, or perhaps Joseph Stalin will call his adventure quits against the fierce fighting Finns. Reporting from Helsinki, this is your correspondent, Virgil Pinkley.
In a New Year's message, Finnish President Kiaski Kallio appealed to friends of Finland for help. He wants military aid sent to the Karelian Isthmus. Mr. Kallio expressed gratitude for the help already given by other countries, especially his Scandinavian neighbors. Former President Herbert Hoover told a nationwide radio audience from a speech in Duluth this weekend that freedom-loving countries need to come to the aid of Finland. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has that story.
Speaking at a crowded Duluth armory, Mr. Hoover says Finland is making an heroic stand for freedom. Quoting the former president, the glow of that rising star will light the minds of men and give hope to millions for years to come. In a broadcast carried over the NBC Blue Network, Mr. Hoover advised against the United States getting involved in the European war. But as head of the Finnish Relief Fund, he says Americans can give relief to the suffering Finnish people with donations, so the fighting men at the front can be reassured their women and children are being cared for. Mr. Hoover says billions of people in the old world are threatened with invasion, famine, and pestilence by the forces of fascism, Nazism, and their blood brother communism. Having just returned from a visit of Finland, President Hoover says he witnessed wounded and dead women and children, victims of Soviet air raids, driven from their homes in the middle of the snows of a northern winter. He says Americans must look beyond their own borders with open eyes to the suffering of mankind, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. From Berlin, Adolf Hitler expressed his conviction that 1940 will bring great victories for Germany. Herr Hitler says the Reich is fighting for reconstruction of a new Europe. He says Germany will liberate Europe from the oppression of the old world, notably England. Hitler declared, The new Europe cannot be shaped by the decaying Western world, but only by people upon which their conduct and achievement is young and productive. The Dyes Committee, investigating the possibility of communists in the federal government, has delivered a scathing report sure to upset the Roosevelt administration. Congressman Martin Dyes says his committee has found the administration shot through with communists who do not believe in the American form of government. He says these Americans conceal their Soviet sympathies while posing as liberals. Thus, he smears high-ranking officials as fellow travelers of Moscow. The man who put the Depression idled youth and veterans to work rebuilding America's forests and parks has died. Robert Fechner was head of the Civilian Conservation Corps since it was started soon after President Roosevelt took office in 1933. It was one of the first New Deal programs that immediately put millions of men to work. In 7 years, the Corps fought forest fires. They came to the aid of flood and tornado victims. 2.5 million men have served in the CCC camps around the nation. Mr. Fechner was 63 years old. There's another positive sign that the Great Depression is coming to an end. Business gains are increasing the taxes collected by the federal government. Treasury revenues are up $2 billion to more than $8 billion. House Speaker Bankhead says that Congress should cut the aid to farmers since crop prices are rebounding. Congress starts its new session on Wednesday. One of the biggest bones of contention is expected to be the bitter, long-standing controversy over the anti-lynching legislation. The world's largest insurance system will make its first payments. The Federal Old Age Social Security Plan will send checks to pensioners, widows, and children. This begins as another New Deal program approved by Congress in 1935. Since 1937, 1% of an employee's earnings were matched by the employer. 900,000 people, 65 years of age and older, and their widows will begin getting checks February the 1st. Stack and Company News Time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has these important words from our sponsor.
Indeed I do have, Lou, and I am just amazed at what Stack and Company have come up with. Girls' dresses, one rack of girls' silk dresses, regularly $3.35, now at $2.79. Snowsuits, two-piece snowsuits with combination of plain or plaid jackets, 10% off the regular price. Now for the boys, here's boys' 59-cent union suits, long sleeve, ankle length, size 8 to 15, 37 cents. Men's all-wool pants, men's heavyweights, union-made all-wool pants, as I said, specially priced at $2.59. Listen to this, wool shirts, men's heavy buffalo all-wool plaid shirt, red plaid or gray plaid, just $2.95. Boys' dress shirts, closeout of boys' dress shirts, I might add, white and colors, value to $1 for just 44 cents. Can you believe this? Get down there right now, folks. Well, percale sheets for the ladies. 80 square printed percales in a new assortment of patterns, 36 inches wide, fast colors, special by the yard, 12.5 cents. My, oh, my. That's all at Stack Company right now in Superior.
Douglas County Board Member and Assemblyman James Mace says a state of emergency exists in the county. Because of that, Mr. Mace will sponsor a resolution to fire all married women from the county departments. Mr. Mace says that 20 women whose husbands already make more than $1,000 a year should be removed from their jobs. Mr. Mace says there are hundreds of single women and widows who need jobs filled by these married women. Douglas County Sheriff Frank Carlson says that New Year's Eve revelers were law-abiding last night. There were no calls, no brawls, no drunken driving arrests. Because it was a Sunday night, taverns closed at 8 o'clock, while cabarets stayed open until 3 a.m. Most of the celebrations were at family parties and church watch services. Two longtime members of the Ashland Fire Department have been voted pensions. Clark Tompkins has been a fireman since 1913, and Fred Rostellani since 1918. Mr. Rostellan was injured in a fire in 1938. The pension board includes Mayor Gus Johnson, Fire Chief W.A. Saunders, firefighters William Griffin and Harry Renning, and Don Cameron. Indians are planning to use a staple of their ancestors as a way to make money and create jobs. Wild rice grows abundantly in the northern parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin and sells for as high as a dollar a pound. For years, wild rice has been sold on a hit-and-miss basis, but the Wild Rice Corporation Enterprise in Cass Lake is organizing the sale and the distribution in 1940. Finally, Jack and good listeners, we have winners in our Yuletide Lighting Contest. T.J. Green of 1632 East 6th Street in Superior took first place in the Junior Chamber of Commerce Christmas Lighting Contest. Other prizes went to Andrew Cicillo of 2602 28th Street, Harry Olson of Iowa Avenue, and Clarence Wausine on North 23rd. And that, Jack, is the news.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is, Jack.
No, it isn't.
Is, too.
Is not.
I'm not going to keep doing this.
You're not going to keep doing this just because you joined our little wager pool late last night doesn't mean you can't do the first baby story. You know, Lou, you get more agreeable after you've had a eyeball.
I'll know better next time to offer to spring for a drink. I've decided to let Harriet...
Harriet, who also lost in our little wager.
Give the glad tidings of the first baby born in Douglas County in 1940.
Very well, I can wait. And now, good listeners, the first forecast of 1940. Continued cold and a brisk wind out of the northwest. Tonight's low will be around, 18 degrees below zero, with a high tomorrow of approximately zero. If we're lucky, that is. Let's warm up, then, with some good news sounds from 1940, just for you good listeners. Here's Tommy Dorsey, the old TD, and his orchestra, with vocals by Jack Leonard and All the Things You Are, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Thank you.
Yes, we've just enjoyed the good sound of Tommy Dorsey with the vocal by Jack Leonard and All the Things You Are on station KUWS. New Year's greetings from Workers' Mutual Savings Bank at 5th and Tower in Superior. Just ask the operator to dial 728 for all your financial needs at Workers' Mutual Savings Bank. And greetings from Duffy Berg Service Station. Get your car windows washed, tire pressure checked, water and oil check, too, when you buy gas at Duffy Berg Service Station at 721 Belknap. The whole gang wishes you and yours a prosperous new year. And say hello to old Duffy from me. And from all of us on the Martin and McKenna Show, hap, 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 hey, new year, folks. Maybe we can squizzle Lou and Harriet to tell us the first baby of 1940, eh? Right after this new release of 1940. You're going to like this one, friends. This is by the Andrews Sisters, also a brand new release. This is Say CC.
In Spain, they say CC. In France, you hear wee wee. Every little Dutch girl says ya ya. Every little Russian says da da. But, sweetheart, tell me. Say yes and then they language to me. When will you say see, see? See, 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 see. See, 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 see. Every little Dutch girl says ya, 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 ya. Every little Russian says da, da. You tell me why. No matter how much I try, please tell me why. Da 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 da. Won't you listen to my plea? Won't say yes in any language to me. Oh, oh, when will you say see see? Say see see. Da 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 da. Only say see see wee wee ya ya da 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 da. Then all my life would be a song. Nothing could go wrong, go wrong, go wrong. If you give in, I'll win. I won't give up, give up, darling. If you give in, I must hear you say see see. I want you listen to my plea. Please say yes in any language to me. I want you say see see say.
Sure to be a hit on the 1940 Music Parade. That's the Andrews Sisters. And say, 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 wee, wee. I like that, folks. Hiya, Lou. You got the first baby story?
No, I don't. Harriet will have it when she's good and ready.
That wager about the baby pool isn't sitting too well, eh?
I don't know how I get roped into these things. It makes no sense. Now I have to wash your rusty old DeSoto, and I hope that I don't get lockjaw or tetanus.
Face it, Lou. Knowing me makes your life more interesting.
Sometimes it's nice to be good and bored. If you don't mind, I have some news notes to pass along from 40 years ago.
That's from 1900.
Well, that's right, Jack. Several Eastern mining promoters were in Superior on January the 1st of 1900. They report that mining prospects on the Iron Range are very promising and are taking samples back east for testing. Businessmen of the city are optimistic that Superior will continue to grow. Members of the commercial club say that several big firms have been looking over the city with the aim of establishing here. Shipyard officials are anxiously awaiting the opening of the navigation season next spring. They're expecting new orders for ships to be built and repaired in Superior.
But you still don't say who was the first baby of 1900. We'll have the 1940 baby's name up next. I hear Harriet humming back in the coffee room. Uh-oh, here's another one fresh off the 1940 hit parade. We get a lot of new ones today, folks. This is Ted Weems and his orchestra, with the singing of Mary Lee, and there'll be some changes made. At least she could hum a tune on the Martin McKenna Show.
Gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way that I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. There'll be a change. There'll be a change. Someday you may say, there'll be a change. There'll be a change. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. I'll get along until that day. We'll make a new start. You'll still have my heart. There'll be some changes.
For your listening enjoyment, friends, that was the singing of Mary Lee with Ted Weems and his orchestra. And there'll be some changes made on Station KUWS.
Now I'd like to introduce our community editor, the lovely and talented Harriet Feurig.
Thank you, Lewis. You're such a gentleman, even when the unthinkable happens.
Like losing a bet to Jack.
It's only a year of car washing. Good evening, everyone. The Reverend Arnold Anderson of Hancock, Michigan, will be in town to speak at the Finnish Apostle Lutheran Church Wednesday. The service will be held at Zora Lutheran Church on 6th and Grand Avenue. Reverend Anderson will speak in both English and Finnish. We're all praying for the Finnish people. Oratorio music will be the topic of the Schubert Music Club on Wednesday. Mrs. Lillian Braden will host the meeting at her home. Musical numbers will be performed by Mrs. Signe Wald McKenzie, Mrs. Beatrice Bow, and Mrs. W.S. Wingate. And this is so nice, the Nanwaqua Campfire Girls held a holiday party at St. Joseph's Orphanage. They played games, served refreshments, and gave out gifts to the kids. A housewarming party was held in Iron River for Mr. and Mrs. William Wendela. Mr. and Mrs. Osmo Mackey served coffee, and cards were played. And Jack, let's congratulate Mr. and Mrs. Floyd Conway for the birth of a beautiful baby girl, the first baby born in Superior in 1940.
Ah, they should name her Jack or Jacqueline or something, after me, since I knew she'd be the first.
That's nice. A gracious winner.
This has to set a record, Lewis. Baby Conway arrived just 33 seconds after midnight at St. Joseph's Hospital. Just 30 minutes later, a baby was born to Mr. and Mrs. Robert Malloy of Gordon, also at St. Joseph's Hospital.
You missed it by just half an hour, buddy.
Again, Mr. Math figures it out.
Not to worry, Lewis. Ray and Reverend Annabring also lost, so we'll all get to wash Jack's car. It might be fun.
You could have a rotation or something, and you wouldn't have to wax it every time you wash.
You need a smooth, non-rusty surface for wax.
Hey, folks, I promised you the Prophet's Quiz for this year, and that's coming up next. For Baby Conway, however, here's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the singing of Ray Eberle and Fools Rush In on the Martin and McKenna Show. For babies Conway, Malloy, and King, all born in Superior today. That's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Ray Eberle, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and Fools Rush In on station KUWS. Okay, guys, ready for the 1940 Prophets Test?
This should be fun, Lewis.
I guess so.
Will FDR run for an unheard-of third term as president?
Yes.
That's easy. No.
Will the wars in Asia and Europe still go on, or will we have peace this year?
Oh, that's so hard. I'll have to say no.
Yes, peace in Asia and Europe. There's only the phony war in Europe now.
Isn't Lewis so confident and knowledgeable?
Well, you know, we newsmen have to be up on these things.
Will Russia get across the Karelian Isthmus?
I don't know. I hope not.
Not as long as the Finns have anything to say about it.
Will any revolutionary form of warfare be introduced?
No, because there'll be peace.
I don't even want to think about that.
Finally, the Prophet's question of 1940. Will Adolf Hitler get married or confirm reports that he is married?
Who cares?
I can't imagine anyone wanting to marry that horrible man.
You heard it, folks. Now in 12 months, we'll see if Harriet or Lou are prophets, experts in prognostication. Say you guys want to make a friendly little wager on this.
No.
I see it's unanimous. Well, let's hope Lou is right about a peaceful 1940 anyway. That's all the time we have tonight, friends. We'll be back, same time, same place, on your radio dial. the good Lord willing, and Lou's not busy washing my car.
Like I said, a gracious winter.
Then for Lou Martin and Harriet Fowrig, this is Jack McKenna wishing you a very happy new year and good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1940, an original weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fowrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer. All events reported on Radio Superior 1940 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.